First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. The third horseman of the apocalypse, famine, is abroad in West Virginia today, the day after Independence Day 2012, because of a thunderstorm. In a stunning development illustrating the fragility of the industrial food chain, people in many of West Virginia's counties began experiencing hunger 3 days after the storm knocked out power in their area. The storm, actually a squall line of several thunderstorms abreast in a bow-shaped line called a derecho, swept from Ohio across West Virginia, Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. to the Atlantic coast late Friday night. It was a strong storm, but not exceptionally so. Its winds were not nearly as strong as a tornado's, nor as widespread as a hurricane's, and reached hurricane strength only briefly in 80-mile-per-hour gusts. Yet this storm, in effect, took down the power grid for millions of people. And a full week later, hundreds of thousands remained without power. According to the lamestream media, the thing to be feared from all this was inconvenience. People accustomed to cradle-to-grave air conditioning were going to break a sweat, and commuting would be more annoying than usual. But across wide swaths of West Virginia, the combination of blocked roads and broken power lines became, in 3 days, a threat to the lives of thousands. The minuscule amounts of food stored in home refrigerators and freezers went bad in about 2 days, likewise the small amount of food in stores. As I explained in the book Brace for Impact, the modern management practice of just-in-time inventory control has replaced food warehouses and even large food storage areas in grocery stores with computerized inventory and ordering practices that are designed to ensure that new stock arrives just as, and not until, the old stock is about to be sold out. Now universal in the food business, the practice also ensures that there is nowhere in any city or neighborhood in America a stockpile of more than about 2 or 3 days' supply of food, which vanishes in hours in any emergency that stimulates hoarding. This storm was a regional event, yet within 3 days it created a food emergency in many, if not most, of West Virginia's counties, and caused tens of thousands of people to experience hunger. Relief organizations, including FEMA, were caught flat-footed and belatedly began a Katrina-like operation to open feeding stations. They could do this, of course, because the power was on and the roads clear in, about 99% of the country. Remarkably, this story does not appear in the major media today, July 6th, with the sole exception of CNN. When the story broke yesterday, anchorman Wolf Blitzer was visibly outraged at the idea of Americans going hungry and not getting immediate help. For a time, the network was asking the right questions, as in, wait a minute, people could starve in a situation like this? But the focus was short-lived. The moving finger soon moved on. Their website this morning says mildly, mass feeding stations planned in wake of storm. But instead of going back to sleep, let's now imagine an event that takes down a big chunk of the grid and can't be repaired for months or years. Think about the implications of anything that could take the 18-wheelers off the highways to your supermarket for, say, weeks or months. Then, as we like to say here, brace for impact. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book, brace for impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.